After months in office, Iran's new president, Hassan Rouhani's administration, unveiled a draft civil rights charter on his website and asked for all to contribute via an email. Iran's human rights record has been a subject of concern in the international community. On December 18, the General Assembly voted to adopt a resolution against Iran with a weak majority of 86 votes for, 36 against, and 61 abstentions. The Canadian drafted resolution expresses concern over alleged human rights violations in Iran. Lawmaker Lale Iftikhari says human rights is only an excuse.
The problem is they will never be in agreement with us. One day they will bring up the nuclear issue as an excuse. The other day, human rights. Another day, women's rights. Minor human rights violations might happen in Iran, but in many other countries, especially those voicing concern against Iran, major violations go unnoticed.
Iftikhari was likely referring to Canada that drafted the resolution. Its government is criticized for violating the rights of the country's indigenous people. As Iran's human rights record is going under the spotlight, Iran believes the reports so far are politically based and has refuted them over the years. Ahmad Shahid, UN Special Rapporteur on the Situation of Human Rights in Iran, has released several reports on the rights situation since 2011. He's only used sources outside of Iran for his reporting, and Tehran calls many of them as terrorist groups.
He just labels those who have been involved in terrorist activities in Iraq, like members of Pejak and Rigi and others, as human rights defenders. So this is a big flaw in his report. This is very shameful. Human rights defense doesn't need blowing up a mosque, doesn't need the RPG and other armament to be done.
While denying Shahid a visa to Iran, the country says it welcomes an honest report on the situation in the country.
Our position towards Shahid is not a personal position. In fact, we not only encourage but support a professional professional reporting based on the merit of the issue. Our objection to the behavior of Shahid is the way that he's deviating from the normal codes of reporting.
The UN Special Rapporteur is set to release another report in March of this year. It seems if he takes note of Iran's concerns and releases an unbiased report, he might finally get a chance to report from within the country. Pedram Khaydadi, Press TV, Tehran.